starts anything different that Dalton's doing than he did when you guys previously saw them earlier?
No, not really. He hasn't changed from, his first year. He gets rid of the ball quickly, makes good decisions. He's got a lot of really good offensive people around him. Does a very good job of managing the game. You do see the fact that he's a more veteran quarterback, and it's harder to confuse him. You can see that. But it's what you expect in a young, talented quarterback. He's going to just get better.
Dick, does Keenan need a good game against AJ to take him to that next level? Well, obviously, he made a big jump this year. Does he need that, marquee game?
We're looking, it's important that our corners play well every week. And in Keenan, it's just a natural growth process. And he's obviously taken Ike's role here, matching their best. The better he plays, the better our defense, better chance our defense will have to keep them low on the scoreboard. But, I wouldn't put everything on Keenan as to how we play. He's got to play well, but so do the other 10 people out there.
Nick, when you look at the guys, number one in defense, but the splash plays, you're 27th in turnovers created, you're 23rd in sacks. A couple of your guys have said just the short passing stuff just doesn't allow you guys maybe the time that you had in the past to kind of, teams are just saying, well, we're not going to go deep, we're just going to go 5, 6, 7 yards at a time. Is that an accurate assessment of maybe why you guys aren't getting the quarterback as much?
You can talk about a lot of statistics. I think leading the league in yardage yielded is an important one. That's the one I would choose to talk about. Also, the points yielded. Whatever they're doing, however they're trying to move the ball, we're up there, have been in the top 10 in points yielded. Not quite what we have been in the past. Every year is a different year. There are plenty of areas that we need to do better in. But when I'm conducting the interview, I'm going to talk about the good things, because there's a lot of good things to talk about, too. Do we need more interceptions? Sure. We need more turnovers. I'll leave that up to you guys, why it's not happening. We're just trying to, every week, keep our football team in the game, keep that score in a manageable position, and that's our goal every week.
Dick, your sacks aren't up necessarily, but in the last two games, your pressures are way up. Are there some games where it's more important to get the guy on the ground, or just pressure good enough?
Well, it's important to get the guy on the ground every game, but people know that we are a pressure defense, and the league has gone to a very quick release passing game, really. They don't hold the ball very much. I have said this many times, that you look at the passing numbers that we have, there's got to be pressure on the quarterback. I mean, you're not going to put those kind of numbers up. Each week is a different week. So because you've done something, for 10 weeks or for 4 weeks or whatever, it doesn't mean anything. It's what you do this week. But our pressure has been consistently barren. And do we need more sacks? Absolutely. But let's face it, the passing yardage allowed is a team statistic. And you're not going to get that without good coverage, without good pressure. So there are plenty of negatives, but that is definitely a positive.
Robert Golden, and kind of, watching him in camp, he kind of, caught your eye a lot, at least me, caught our eye a lot of times, and just kind of his ascension kind of up a depth chart. You seem like you guys trust him in situations now.
Well, he obviously caught our eye because he was a free agent football player and made our football team and has played a significant amount of time, most of it until last week, on special teams. But I thought he did a good job of going in there and actually playing a corner position, and Robert is a safety who can play corner. And that's one of the things that we valued in him. And I think Coach Tomlin's judgment was definitely reinforced in that game, in that he gave us great depth, and particularly there at the end of the game when we had a couple other DBs go out, when we were already thin. It's good to have a guy who can play both positions like Robert. So I'm looking forward for his growth.
Can Will Allen play nickel, and have you considered that?
He can play nickel, and we have considered it. He, again, gives you good depth.
If you had to come up with a plan to devise to slow down Heath Miller, what would you focus on?
He's a wonderful player. I'm just glad that he's not my problem. He's somebody else's problem. I just enjoy every play that he makes. I think he's a tremendous player.
I think you got to be pleased with the decisions your quarterbacks are making. I mean, they're not – They're making tackles. They're not getting, you know, guys aren't, there's not a lot of yak yards after the catch from opposing receivers. And those guys have, it's been a tough spot for them to come in, and they have made some plays for you guys.
Well, I think up until last week that was an accurate statement. We did miss some tackles in that game down there, and we're always looking to get better, not to go the other direction.
Right.
But I thought for the situation that those young players were in, that they competed, and that was our first objective, to go compete and to play for 60 minutes. And some of those guys were taking an awful lot of snaps with the special teams and everything. They hadn't done it, so I was proud of the way they competed. We needed to play better, and we need to play better this week, and that's our goal.
Is it one of those things where when you're watching film, are guys, I assume on certain plays, guys have an opportunity, they can try to go get the ball, or they can try to make sure that, you know, they don't get beat. I mean, are guys making pretty pleased with the decisions they're making in terms of which way to go? Because, you know, it seems like, I mean, Keenan's got 21 pass breakups, but he's also, you know, making, you know, a lot of tackles. I mean, it seems like he's making good decisions.
Yeah, Keenan's had a really fine year. He's shown great growth. I thought he played well last year. And, you know, he wasn't a starting corner last year. He came in on third down and he played very well. And I think he took a very significant step this year in taking every snap. And I think Keenan is going to be a good interceptor as we go on down through his career. He's still very much in a growth situation in his career. But I think for the amount of experience and the years in the league, I think he's doing a very, very good job. And we're glad we have him.
Has having the young guys, or, you know, Ryan mentioned that maybe early in the game you try to get a feel for, let them get their feet set, and then maybe as the game goes on, you get a little bit more, you throw a little bit more at them. Is that sort of the way it goes?
Well, I think that's a pretty accurate statement. You never know what the other guy's going to do. And you can look at the video, but they may be totally different against you. So I try not to let our guys be too surprised early, and then I can talk to them on the sideline a little bit and tell them what's coming. And hopefully as they get accustomed to the formations and the tendencies, that they'll be ready to expand the package a little bit. But the first objective is to get everybody lined up so everybody knows where they're supposed to be. And I think that's probably a pretty accurate statement. We'll start a little slower than we finish, hopefully.
Whatever you were able to do with A.J. Green, is that sort of catching lightning in a bottle, or did you figure something out that you could do again?
Well, I think a lot of that was Ike. Ike's a great defender, and he's played the best in the league year in and year out, and usually delivers. And I think that's where the credit goes for that. He caught the one slant for a touchdown. If I'm not mistaken, that might be the only ball he did catch. Well, a little bit of that's luck, too, because you're not going to hold Green to one catch very often. But we'll have to match up with him and certainly keep him from controlling the game, or we're not going to be successful. But for that game that you're talking about, I think you give Ike the credit for that.
Is Keenan someone that you see has sort of gotten a boost from having to take on the number one guy? Do you see him sort of being excited by that charge?
Well, I think it's a step in his maturation, and it's a role that I perceive him growing into, and he's getting some real on-the-job training right now. He's getting a lot of snaps at that, and I think it's good. It's good for him.
Tell us about the takeaways. Is that just lousy luck, or is this just not a team that punches the ball loose? What?
Well, we're trying to punch it loose, and we're trying to intercept it. We don't have enough of them. That's about all I can say. We're going to keep trying.
But when you watch film, are there missed chances? Are there, we almost had that one? Or, I mean, how do you explain it? What do you say?
I don't explain it. I just said we got to get more of them. That's my explanation.